Hey, thanks for dropping by Blues Daily Podcast. I just left another podcast, but this time we're going to talk about what exactly is hate speech. And in light of this recent, a couple of weeks ago, I think only like a week ago or so, on the news, Facebook made an announcement that it would promise to curb hate speech within their within Facebook and Twitter. A lot of these big conglomerate social media companies are basically are all owned together. So and I mean used by billions of people, literally around the world. So if one person decides what hate speech is, you can only imagine what kind of censorship that's going to be. So what exactly is hate speech? And we know that the owners and the rulers of social media, by and large, do not hold to a Christian worldview perspective. And so we know that hate speech as Christians, and you know, I'm going to make this brief and always get right down to the punch of it. If you tell somebody this today, God bless you, when they sneeze, they don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear that. They'll say bless you, but you know, they don't want to hear you say God bless you. And of course, we've had that whole issue of, you know, people getting offended if you say Merry Christmas. That's a reality. Some people are trying to make it seem like, oh, you're nitpicking and you know, making a big deal out of nothing. No, it's not a big deal out of nothing. Sin and evil is progressive. Confusion and ignorance is also progressive. And in some cases, it's part of the same thing. And so what we see is that now you're going to have people in social media. You have to understand that by social media, people have been able to interact. Communities, Christian communities, teachings, all of these resources have been utilized. And even though we're supposed to be away from the world, slowly and slowly the walls of persecution are closing in. And the numbers. And so that's why I've often said we really need to stick to our scriptures. We really need to join hands in our like-minded Christian belief. We need to join our churches, become active. We need to spread the gospel. We need to really start becoming more biblical and understanding and seeking the Lord in fervency, because it's coming down the pike, man. It's coming down the pike. We're seeing it little by little. And yet, in many cases, it's not little by little. It's pretty abrupt. If you look at where we were 5 years ago, a lot of this stuff with this whole transgender thing and now it's like bizarre thinking is no longer, there's no longer an apology for bizarre thinking. People will think crazy and literally not apologize for it. They won't think two things about thinking that, okay, well, you know, forget about little, you know, children and, you know, burly transgender men in the same bathroom. It's about the man's rights. I mean, he suffered, my goodness. And yet you're looking at, well, wait a minute, what about the 99% of individuals who don't suffer with this? I mean, if there's one blind person in a place, does everyone else have to read Braille? I mean, it just doesn't make sense. The abuse that we're seeing, and it's becoming more overt, and the mentality is no longer apologetic. So getting to this, I mean, now we have Mike Zuckerberg, and he owns, I believe he might even also own Twitter, for all I know. He owns Facebook. And I mean, Google is kind of probably in the mix as well. I mean, most of our email systems, most of our blogging system, most of our internet capacity and all that is owned by people who just don't have the same convictions, don't have that. We've gone last year, we saw the amazing push of a lesbian mayor. I believe she was a lesbian mayor in the city of Houston, who literally told a pastor, you have to turn in your sermon transcripts. Could you imagine? I mean, that's exactly, it's almost like like a base stealer. And he's kind of there, and he wants to move on to the second base, and he's taking a lead, and he runs before time. That's kind of like what you're seeing, like a racer in the Olympics, and he's so tensed up to try to run that he leaves before the shot of the gun, so they have to do it, go back again. You know, it's kind of like that, and that's what you're seeing with evil today. It's like they're anxious to try to implement these rules and these regulations and restrictions against people who believe in, and most of them, 99.99% of it, is to hinder and to stop and to control and to eradicate all type of semblances of Christianity. That's what it's all about, in all different waves and forms. I'm not expecting secular people to see this, because, you know, the Bible makes it perfectly clear that you don't have the Spirit of God, you don't have this discernment. And for people who think they believe in Christ or have an understanding of Christ in the Scriptures, some of them are far from their discernment as well. I mean, as you can see, look at what happened with Donald Trump, and how supposed evangelicals could not vote in a more American positive policy candidate like Ted Cruz. He was the one that I thought really people would rally against. And as it turns out, I mean, they went with Trump, a person who has absolute documented evidence of the most major flip-flopping. So a lot of Christians will end up staying home and not voting because of this, you see? Because, I mean, you have somebody who's definitely wrong not to vote for, which is Clinton, and then you have another person who has the potential of, I mean, doing some good, and yet has the potential of being actually worse than Hillary, you know? And so, to tell you the truth, I've decided as a believer, I'm going to stay home. I'm more than likely going to stay home. I'm currently still praying on it, but that's on my personal side. You know, people have to follow their convictions. They really need to. And apparently, a huge size of the evangelical people in this country have not and don't have discernment. I can definitely say that with absolute fervor and certainty. There's just not Christian discernment in this country. This country is not what it used to be, that's for sure. But nevertheless, right here what I'm saying is hate speech. So who's the one who determines what hate speech is? Well, the person who gets offended. If you get offended, you know, you're getting offended, you call. In New York City, there was a law that I could still not believe, that if you call somebody who's a him, who wants to be a her, and you call her when she wanted to be called a it or a they, then you're going to get a fine for $250,000, and you'll have to go to court and fight this issue. That's how crazy things have become. So now you have somebody who has absolutely no sensitivities towards a Christian worldview, like the powers that be in social media, that are going to shut you down more and more. And I've been hearing about people being shut down in their websites and in their posts on Twitter and on Facebook more and more. And this is going to increase more and more and more. That's why we, ladies and gentlemen, Christian believers, people of like-minded faith, really, really need to pray more, seek the Lord. That's where it all is. Why? Because we're going to need the spiritual power, the spiritual resilience in order to deal with these things. And yes, persecution will bring out the true church. Everything else will be fluff, and we'll see that ourselves. So thank you for joining my podcast and this conversation today. God bless. If you want, leave a positive note. Spread the word, spread this podcast to any friends that you might have. And God bless you, and take care. May the Lord richly bless you on this day. Thank you. Bye.